to board president. It's obviously an honor to be considered for the position, you know, to start with, and then to be put into the position. So, what I want to do is just do the best job I can with a great organization that, that does so much for our community and works so well with our 14 partner agencies.
That is amazing. And Katie, of course, you know, you're new to the position as well. A little bit of background information on you, young lady.
Well, I was born and raised here in Bartlesville, so I am a native Bartlesville citizen, I guess.
You're a Bartian.
I am a Bartian, yeah. Yes. And I went to high school here, graduated in 2010. I left for a little bit to go to the Kansas City Art Institute, and then I came back. I mean, how can you not come back to this great community?
Well, David, it is a great community, isn't it?
It definitely is a great community, and we're definitely happy to have Katie as part of the staff. We have a great staff there at the Bartlesville Regional United Way, and I think she's fit in very nicely.
Now, you had the kickoff last Friday. How'd that go?
Katie, I'll let you take that one. I know you were there. Unfortunately, I was unable to make it.
Oh, okay.
I've heard nothing but good things, and so I'm eager to hear Katie's report.
All right, good. Katie, what you got? How'd it go?
So it went great. We were able to kind of go out at halftime, and we had a really great commercial play on the big screen, which was awesome. But we got a lot of help from all of our partners over at Bartlesville Public Schools. Mm-hmm. We even had the Bruin Brigade drumline come out, give mm-hmm. us a help. The cheerleaders were amazing. They really kind of took their roles and they kind of ran with it. And then Chick-fil-A was out on the field. And actually gave us 100 gift cards to give out to those who donated. So I want to say a big thank you to everybody that was involved and everybody that made kickoff what it was.
Ah, great. Super. Now we have the annual campaign that's going on. And David, what's our goal this year?
Our goal is $2.2 million, and that's a goal that we arrive at after going through the community investment committee process, wherein we, the United Way, Bartlesville Regional United Way, funds programs of our 14 partner agencies. And so what we do is we work very closely with those partner agencies to see how much money they're going to need in order to continue to run programs that help us and our basically our three biggest goals as far as helping people in the areas of health, education, and financial stability here in the community. So again, after much talk and kind of going over everyone's goals and everything as far as what they hope to establish with their respective programs, we arrived at a campaign goal for 2020 of $2.2 million. And again, I know that was something that was formally announced at the kickoff on Friday night.
Very good. Now, I'm going to direct this toward Katie. There's lots of ways to get involved and help achieve the goal and several ways to donate. You've got it all over the place, so you can't miss it. Where do you have it?
So we actually have it, the big spot is on our website. We have a little orange donate button on mm-hmm. every single page, so we make it really easy for you. But you can also donate through our social media. We're really trying to go really virtual this year for our campaign. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are working remotely or they're just trying to stay home. So we are making sure that you have plenty of ways to donate. But you can also text BREW, that's BRUW, to 41444 to donate from your phone.
All right. Very good. Very good. Now, David mentioned, when you give to the United Way, you're actually making a donation to all of our 14 partner agencies. Mm-hmm. And this year, David, more than ever, they really need it.
They do. They do. Obviously, with everything we've been through this year with COVID-19, the coronavirus, need, I think, is great now, if not greater than it's ever been. And when you look at the United Way, you know, our partner agencies are great organizations, you know, be it the Salvation Army, be it Elder Care, be it Agape Mission. Again, we have 14 partner agencies in all, and again, they're working to ensure the health, the education, the financial stability of people throughout our community, and those who might have need in any of those areas. And with everything that's unfolded this year, the need is great, and fortunately, we have 14 great nonprofit partner agencies who are very willing and eager to step up and help those whenever they do need a helping hand.
Very good. Now, we've got the Day of Caring, and that's coming up shortly, Katie. Tell us about
that. It is. So, on September 24th is our annual Day of Caring. Mm-hmm. We're going to do it a little bit differently this year because we can't really do all of the volunteering that we normally would due to COVID-19 and kind of some social distancing restrictions. So we're kind of going virtual on that. We're calling it our social distance style. Mm-hmm. But we were able to sell some T-shirts to kind of fill in the gap a little bit, raise some money for our campaign. And we were actually able to sell over 120 T-shirts. Thanks to everybody out at our community. And, got to give a little shout out to the Bartlesville Print Shop who's printing those for us. But I will say that pickup for the T-shirts will begin on September 21st. And it runs through September 24th, and they can be picked up at our brew offices.
All righty. So this is really going to be good. And, of course, all the contact information you can find out on your Facebook page as well as Instagram. Mm-hmm. You're all over the place.
We are.
I love that. You're socially acceptable.
Uh-huh.
And I want to get back to David here real quick. David, first of all, congratulations on being the new board president. And it looks like we've got an interesting year ahead of us here. But it looks like if this community reacts like it always has in the past, we're going to do pretty good.
I think so. I think so. Again, the factors that have been at play here in 2020, you never know exactly how things might unfold. But what I do know is Bartlesville has always been a very generous community, very generous in giving of their time, of their money. I think with the Bartlesville Regional United Way, I think we've shown ourselves to be good stewards of the community's money for those who choose to support us. And again, that support, fortunately, is far and wide. And so, yeah, we're very optimistic in terms of our campaign this year. Basically, we're going to just do everything we can to put that money to good use whenever it does come in from our donors. Again, great partner agencies. I know I mentioned some of them. Again, Mary Martha Outreach is one, YMCA, Salvation Army, American Red Cross, just a lot of these great nonprofits that, again, want to do good work, want to help those within the community, but we certainly need the community's support to make that happen.
Very good. I want to thank you for being a part of our community connection today, David, and keep up the good work. And Katie, welcome in. Great having you on studio here with us today here with Bartlesville Regional United Way. Both of you, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Tom. Certainly appreciate it.
All righty. We'll have more coming up in just a moment right here on K1, the one you trust.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car?